Jill Meredith Wolf, 34, January 18th, 2014, Chicago Cultural Center. My relationship is former coworker and friend.
Lindy Suzanne Clapp, age 37, today's date, January 18th, 2014, location Chicago Cultural Center. Relationship to partner is former coworker and friend.
I'm really curious about some of the highlights that you would see from your past 30 plus years.
I guess the highlights for me would probably be some of my achievements. Along the way, I had a really good experience growing up. I was valedictorian of my high school. I graduated from college summa cum laude, studied abroad for a year, and got a lot of good life experience in prior to going to medical school, which I graduated from in 2004. And I started a medical residency after that. And since that time, I've had a lot of experiences that brought me to this place that I'm at today.
So I'll make sure to refer to you as Dr. Lindy then from here on out.
You Doc. Can, but, you know, that's not really how I see myself. That's a part of me and a part of my past and my education. And for sure, I'll carry with me throughout life. But Lindy is fine.
Tell me about any relationship or knowledge that you have about hepatitis C, maybe what you learned in medical school or anything really.
Well, in medical school, you learn that hepatitis is a virus of the liver. There are a number of different types of hepatitis. The main three that we deal with in this country are A, B, and C. And hepatitis C is a chronic disease. In medical school, I think I got from it that it was really similar to HIV in terms of its the way it's transmitted. And just it was kind of grouped in with that disease a whole lot.
So tell me about that wasn't the specialty you went into. What was the specialty you went into?
Anesthesia was the one I chose. And so I did a general internship that had a lot of surgery. And surgery internships focus on end of life a lot because you're doing a lot of critical care. And that's why Hep C, I was seeing the kind of end stage and no prevention. But and then anesthesia, I really only did that for close to a year before I decided to leave the medical profession for a period of time.
Do you want to tell us about that?
I can do. It's a big part of my story. I in my first year of residency training, I actually developed some problems with addiction, and due to my issues with that, I chose to leave the medical residency and pursue other things at that time.
So was your addiction, during your anesthesiology rotation, was that the first time that your addiction had popped up?
Yes, completely. I really had had a really fun life up to that point. And to me, my partying hadn't overwhelmed any of my academic efforts. I looked, for all practical purposes, like somebody who just liked to go out
and drink.
And yeah. And then I got into residency and I just wasn't able to have the fun social life that I did prior to getting into residency. And due to a number of other things, started to get kind of depressed. And the drugs that I was supposed to be throwing away in that residency, I wound up experimenting with. And that's a terrible idea because they're highly addictive. And very soon after doing that, I wound up backing out of the residency. The drugs and the anesthesia part of my story were a small blip of my use of substances to try to help me get through difficult situations. But once I left the residency, I didn't do those drugs anymore, really. I didn't have access to them. I didn't even really want to, but I wanted something to help me kind of get through all of the difficult situations that I was still having. Obviously, that was a big interruption in my life, and I chose to cope with it with substances still. And alcohol was the most readily available, like you just said. And it quickly became a problem for me.
What's different from where you're sitting right here today than that one where it was just drink all the time? I mean, what happened between there?
I got really sick. I mean, it was about a several year progression. I moved from the South to Chicago to more or less run away. I didn't really want the help that my family was trying to give me. After several kind of lame attempts at recovery, I more or less gave up. I just more or less lived day to day, drinking what I could to kind of erase my thoughts, and I wound up in the hospital several years ago because physically my liver had just pretty much stopped working. I mean, I was drinking daily and almost really not eating at all, but I physically looked like what I can remember in my medical training, an end-stage liver disease individual. I had a swollen belly. It's called ascites. My parents were told when I was ill that I had hep C or was hep C positive. And
did
then
you know that?
I was not told that, or if I was, I don't remember it. I, though, then went to a specialist that saw me, but because I didn't have insurance at the time, my medical records weren't transferred very well, and he ran the tests again. And so the first time I heard it was from him. He told me, you were hep C positive, but I need to run some more tests. And so the next time you come back, we'll talk about all that, and we'll talk about treatment or whatever you may need. This was several months after the big sickness that I had when I was in the hospital for a couple of weeks and really couldn't walk for about a month. But I had started to get some better. I wasn't drinking. But that day that he told me I was hep C positive, I was still just basically a miserable person. Like, my life is ruined physically. You know, who knows what I'm going to regain.
And what would you say to someone in terms of hope? Maybe they've lost hope. But I don't got money. I don't got nothing. I don't got family. What can I do with myself? Is there really hope for me?
There is hope for everyone. Reach out to the person next to you. Ask for help.
And that wasn't an easy thing for you to do. For you, asking for help was probably a big challenge. Is it still?
It still is. I have learned so much about doing that, but at the core of it, I want to feel responsible or think that I can accomplish whatever I need to get done on my own. But I have found that it is universally more enjoyable, better, easier if I ask for help and join others and help them.